You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Danny Wexelman with Greg Johns, who covers the Mariners for MLB.com. And Greg, last week we were lucky enough to sit down together in person and chat. This week we're going to do it on the phone, which is still great and amazing. I want to start off, Greg, before we get into the serious questions, if you could give the Mariners a grade for the winter meetings, what grade would you give them?
Interesting. Probably a B.
Okay.
I think they accomplished what they wanted to do, which was stock up their relief corps with adding Juan Nicasio, which actually a deal that hasn't been officially announced yet because they were waiting on a physical for him,
right.
But that should soon be out and official. And really, that's what DePoto said from the start. He's looking for an impact arm. I wouldn't give them an A because I guess me, like many, thought they would get a starter, but maybe we should listen to Jerry DePoto when he has said from the start that he's not bent on thinking they totally need another starter. I think people got kind of caught up in the Shohei Ohtani thing and that,
yeah,
hey, this is a guy they're after, and it certainly made sense. He was a pretty unique case, and DePoto said long before that he didn't think they had to have a starter, that the seven guys they got coming back from last year, healthy and with a full season, a couple of them acquired at the end of the year, this isn't the same group that was there all last year if they come in and pitch well and they're here all year. So he didn't think they had to add a starter. He kept saying that they wanted an impact arm wherever that was best fit, and turned out that was Juan Nicasio, which is interesting. He's building kind of a different way than I think fans are used to. He's looking at stocking the bullpen and using multiple relievers to kind of so they can rely on the starters to go shorter starts, and what he calls the Wolfpack mentality with a bullpen and multiple arms that can come in and carry a game once you get to the fifth, sixth inning and really help out your starters over the long haul with keeping them healthier and fresher and using that bullpen more, which is kind of a trend we're seeing more and more teams go to in Major League Baseball. So I think fans and myself included, we thought, hey, they got to get another starter. Jerry wasn't quite seeing it that way. So from his view, I think he's got exactly what they want. And I think some of the rest of us are still thinking, hey, you know, where's that starter in the middle of that rotation that we're kind of expecting? So remains to be seen if they make another move. But he sounds pretty content with where they're at right now, Danny.
Yeah, I think that the bullpen going longer, the relievers coming in earlier, those guys going longer is really interesting. I feel like we could have an entire podcast about that. So I'm going to try to stay on track. But I do eventually want to talk more about that, and we will, Greg. But you wrote that when it did come to the winter meetings in Jerry DePoto, that mission accomplished. He checked off a lot on his wish list. You talked about Juan Nicasio rounding out the 40-man roster, pending the physical, of course. But the Mariners should feel pretty confident in their rotation, their starting rotation at this point, right?
Yeah, they certainly do. And I think it's one of those things that if you listen to Jerry, you certainly get the explanation. I think fans that are kind of just casually watching don't see it because, hey, this team needed more pitching last year. They didn't get Ohtani, like I was just saying. And what are we looking at here? And they look at it, you know, say they got James Paxton, who's one of the best pitchers in baseball. They just need to keep him on the mound. And, you know, he made 24 starts last year. They want to get him to 30, 32. And if that happens, they've got a legitimate ace. They look at Felix still having you know, being a guy that can be if he comes in with the veteran savvy, can pitch very well, as they've seen. But, you know, that is a question mark. And the ones I think people kind of overlook are the late season additions they made last year, Danny. And I'm talking about Mike Leake and Erasmo Ramirez. Mm. Mike Leake was very, very effective for this team, but only pitched in September. They picked him up, you know, late, and he was a key. And they're looking at him. They look at him really as like a free agent signing. I mean, this guy, he's a fairly high-end, pricey guy. I think they owe, I think, $11 or $12 million on his contract. The Cardinals picking up the rest of that. But he's making like $17 million a year. So this is a guy that was a well-regarded guy and pitched very well for them when they picked him up. They'll have him for a full season. They won't have him for a month. You know, he was dynamite in September. So he's a guy they expect to get a lot out of. He's a guy that's been a consistent, durable guy, 30-plus starts, I think, for the last six, 7 years. So they expect him to be a real key member. And Erasmo Ramirez is a The guy was effective. Kind of got bounced around between the rotation and the bullpen in Tampa. Came to Seattle. Took a little while to get his arm lengthened out, but was very effective as well in the last 5 or 6 weeks. So those are guys, you know, they feel with those four guys, they have a top four that really is as good as anybody. And I guess that's if Felix is what Felix can be and the other guys do what they expect. So then you're looking at, you know, a fifth starter. You got Ariel Miranda, who was actually the best pitcher most of last year because there were so many injuries, but he wore out first year in the starting rotation. He wore down at the end. So he's a guy that you talk about with that. He doesn't have to be a top end rotation guy. He's more of a 4-5 guy, and you get that bullpen to kind of help him get through the year a little better. I think they're looking at that. And really, Andrew Moore, Marco Gonzalez, a couple of young guys that, you know, people looked at them last year, they struggled. Well, yeah, Andrew Moore was 22 years old. He was ahead of his time, but pitched well again in September, kind of overlooked. And Marco Gonzalez, a guy a year removed now from Tommy John, that they expect to be much better, and that they picked up from the Cardinals, a very, very high regarded prospect a few years ago with the Cardinals. Was pitching in the playoffs in 2014. I think he was in pitching for the Cardinals in some key innings as a 22-year-old at the time, and had Tommy John, and he's on his way back. So if they, those are question marks, Danny. There's no question, but right. They feel like you answer those, you got a pretty darn good rotation, and they do need to get some of those questions answered affirmatively.
You're giving Mariners fans a lot of reasons, I think, to be excited about the rotation. Let's give them one more. Let's go back to James Paxton. I had a chance, Greg, a few years ago to interview him. I wasn't even working in baseball. I was just trying to get my foot in the door, and he was nice enough to grant me an interview before he had made his major league debut. And I think very highly of this guy. He had a few injuries last season that kept him out, but he had his best career season in 2017 as well. And he performed high above expectations. You just wrote about how crucial he'll be for Seattle starting rotation. But what I want to know is, will Paxton start on opening day?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I have said I think he will, and I've talked to other people that are around the organization a lot or know will follow this team as well as work for him. I think, you know, you got to start Felix Hernandez. He's been the opening day starter 10 out of the last 11 years. He's been a dominant force for this team. He's the face of the franchise, and if Felix is healthy and has a good spring, then he'd be the opening day guy. I kind of lean the other way. I think Paxton took that baton last year and said, "I'm an ace level guy. I'm the guy that's going to take this team forward." And I think you start your best pitcher on opening day. That's my thought, and I have no idea what Scott Service is thinking, and nor will he be the one to tell us that until we get into spring and see how things go. I think unlike past years when we showed up and you could ask, it didn't matter what month it was. It could be January, February. You know, getting into spring training, you ask Scott Service or you know, whoever was the manager a few years earlier, Lloyd McClendon, who's your opening day starter? It's going to be Felix. I mean, there was no question. I think this year that's going to be a story that kind of, I suspect, goes through spring training and see how Felix is performing. And I don't think they're going to want to anoint a new starter over Felix right off the bat. I don't think. But hey, who knows? I mean, I think if you can certainly make a case, as I'm doing, that James is your guy going forward and deserves to be the opening day. And if he's healthy, he's the guy. So we'll see. I think James Paxton was a AL Cy Young contender last year until he got hurt in August. I mean, he was, despite his missing some time earlier in the season, he was dynamite when he was on the mound. He was certainly pushing his way into the conversation. I'm not saying he's going to win the Cy Young. He was a guy in your top three, four kind of candidates. And you know, you don't sit that guy and wait for him, you know, second or third game of the season. So we'll see how they roll. It's a great question, Danny.
All right, I will tell you too, Greg, that James was on 1225 Live with Alexa and myself, and we asked him if he won the World Series, would he shave a maple leaf tattoo, or what would he shave in his head? If he won the World Series, would he shave anything in his head? And he said he would shave the maple leaf tattoo if the Mariners won the World Series this year. In the side of his hair. So look out for that. Maybe ask him about if he's serious or not. But we have it on video. So there's no going back from that, James. I'm sorry about that. We have proof. So we'll wait and see what happens.
Maple leaf tattoo on his arm. So he's already, you know, he's well on the way to the maple leaf. And they had last year's one of the funner things. the Maple Leaf crew that out in the outfield when he was pitching, kind of a takeoff on Felix's group out in left field.
Yeah.
They had the Maple Leaf tree out in left field, and pretty funny every time he pitched down the stretch.
I love it. All right, Greg. Mike Ford, he's going to get a chance to make the Mariners roster out of spring training. And he was picked up by Scott Servais in the Rule 5 draft just last week in Orlando. And Servais has had an interesting relationship with Ford already. And he's had his eye on him. Is that right? Can you tell us about the relationship?
Yeah, he's strictly for one reason, which was Ford played on the same college team with Scott's son.
Yeah.
Scott was a catcher, and Ford actually a two-way guy at Princeton, was the Ivy League player of the year his junior year before he came out, and he was a pretty good pitcher as well as a slugging first baseman. And Scott's son played with him, so naturally Scott has followed him. Interesting, Ford not drafted out of college. He's the Ivy League player of the year, but Princeton not known for producing, you know, huge baseball stars. It went undrafted. Got into the Yankees, signed with the Yankees, and has really caught on, kind of a fast-rising offensive force for the Yankees in their AA, AAA last year. And the Yankees are real deep. They had four guys picked in the Rule 5 draft. That's fairly uncommon to lose that many guys, but that kind of speaks to what the Yankees are doing. But Ford, a guy, and certainly not a slam dunk to make the Mariners, so since they went out and traded for Ryan Healy to be kind of their everyday first baseman. So interesting, I thought that they went for first baseman. I thought if they drafted somebody in the Rule 5, it would be either a lefty-type pitcher or a backup catcher candidate that might be able to crack that 25. It'll be interesting to see how Ford fits, but people say, well, what do they need Ford? They got Ryan Healy. Well, things happen, and depth is a key thing. And you do have to keep a Rule 5 player on your 25-man for 90 days in order to keep him.
Right.
But sometimes teams make deals. You know, if they think they like this guy, and sometimes you'll make a trade with the team you took him from to hang on to him, or things happen. If somebody gets hurt, you know, this guy can DH. He can play first base. He's a good left-handed hitter. He could work actually well in combo with Healy, and it's a left-handed bat to work. Healy's a right-hander, so. But they're kind of not looking at a platoon at first base. At least that was the thought, so they could go with an extra arm in the bullpen. But these are things that can be worked out in spring training. You don't make those decisions. If they said, hey, you draft a player, you don't draft for the situation, and things happen. Mm. So they bring in Mike Ford, and we'll see what happens in spring.
I like that. Greg, if other people have questions for you, you have a mailbox, a mailbag, a virtual mailbox that they can send questions into, right? What's that email address?
Well, my email, greg.johns@mlb.com, or they can get me on Twitter and just knock to me there.
All right. I love that. So send your questions into Greg. He's going to answer those, and that's going to be published on mlb.com. So is this podcast and all of Greg's work, because he is tirelessly now covering the Mariners as we start to turn the corner into spring training. Greg, I can't thank you enough for your time. It was so great to see you last week, and I hope that you have a great holiday.
Looking forward to it, Danny. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.